White Clay, Nebraska has a decades-long reputation as the primary alcohol supplier for residents of South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation. But the protests by Oglala Sioux tribal members and their supporters calling for the revocation of the liquor licenses held by the town's liquor stores may be at an end. Bruce Bonfloor is director of the Lakota Hope Ministry in White Clay. He's also on the Nebraska Governor's Task Force to find solutions for the town. The group meets regularly and includes the beer store owners.
At one of the meetings, one of the beer store owners kind of blurted out, probably 7 or 8 months ago now, gosh, I just need to sell. And so when he said that, I said, well, you know, if you ever do get to a point where you really want to sell and you have a figure, come see me. I don't have any money bags, but hey, we'll see what we can work out. We'll try. We have some connections, and maybe we can do something.
A representative of the store owners came to Bonfloor last fall, resulting in the creation of White Clay Redevelopment, a registered low-profit limited liability corporation in Nebraska. The organization's goals are to buy out the liquor stores, revitalize the town of White Clay, and promote the Oglala Sioux Nation. Nebraska State Senator Tom Brewer is an Oglala Sioux tribal member. He's been involved with several meetings between Bonfloor and the White Clay liquor store owners.
Well, it's been very, very difficult. You know, a lot of negative mail, a lot of negative email, a lot of negative voicemail. And I think they're just worn down. They're tired of the constant confrontation, and they're ready to turn a page and do something different in their lives.
A sale price hasn't been given, but the White Clay Development Group is seeking $6.3 million in donations. None of the store owners would comment on the proposal, but Jason Schwarting of Arrowhead Inn did confirm that all of the stores are, in fact, for sale. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.